Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the proclamation is the gospel lesson. We take a special look at these words from our Lord. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. So far the reading. Please be seated. This reading comes just before we celebrate the Holy Week. It happens every 3 years, and the parable itself is really quite clear. It is a historical parable. That is to say, Jesus is speaking to a particular people to tell them something, and they get it. Israel was the vineyard. The owner was God, who set them up in Israel with a temple and all those things and expected fruit. And when God sent his prophets, they were ignored, they were beaten, they were thrown out, some were even killed. And now God sends his son. And what will they do with the son? They will kill him. And that vineyard will be emptied out of the old ways and given to someone else. That is the parable. The chief priests understood it exactly to be against them, and so they sought to kill him. But he ends the parable with a warning for everyone. You see, that first part of the parable, we could say, yes, that is what happened. Jesus came, he died, he rose from the dead. The kingdom of God became open to even us Gentiles, and there is no difference now. All who come to faith in Jesus Christ are saved. You don't have to be a Jewish genetically. You don't have to go to the temple in Jerusalem. You don't have to do any of those things. And that is exactly true. But the last part of the parable, the one that I quoted here, that is for everyone. He clearly says you'd call it a jingle, I suppose, in our day, it'd be part of the commercial. So everyone will fall upon that rock and be broken. And if it does, they don't fall on it, the rock will come and crush them. They want to kill Jesus then and there. But that is not going to happen. It's going to happen at the right time, with Jesus being the one who lays down his life. But what about this stone, this rock? Everyone is going to fall upon it? Well, that is exactly it. Jesus wants us to know, you and I today, that Jesus is indeed a stumbling stone and a cornerstone. The difference is only what happens when we encounter it. You see, Jesus is that one. He is the one that gives eternal life. He is the one who suffers and dies. He is the one who has the words from God. And he gives it out as he will. Now, not everyone that encounters this stone is broken to pieces. The priests there are not broken to pieces by Jesus Christ. They don't realize their sin. They just flat out reject him. And that goes on today. Some people will not hear God's word and his will. They will not say, yes, that is true, and I am wrong. They will not repeat the words that we repeated this morning. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. When God says we are sinners, he really means it. So that when we repeat back to him, yes, we are sinners, we are to mean it as well, and be broken in pieces. That doesn't mean that we will not be picked up again. What is more dangerous is that we will not break, that we will go along blithely, not listening to the word of God, not counting its truthfulness, not having its law applied to ourselves, not reading scripture and seeing that it's all about Jesus and that we are the ones he came to save, but rather we are the heroes of those scriptures. We are like David. We are like Joshua. We are like Moses. We are like Peter. We are like all those heroes of faith, but they were terribly flawed, you see. They also met that rock and were broken to pieces. The danger is that if we will not be broken to pieces and listen to God's law, the rock will fall on us. And when that rock falls, it crushes and destroys. Jesus uses this same word here when he talks about the separation of the wheat from the chaff. That dust that is in the air, that blown away, but gathered together and thrown into the fire. You see, passing sins off as something less than sin is where we are at in our culture, and it has invaded our very lives. We kind of graduate them. This sin is worse than that sin. At least I'm not doing that sin. Oh, you know, people, it's not black and white, it's gray. You don't need to judge so finely. That is the way to be crushed. That is the way to have the rock fall. And when we are crushed, we are burnt up and without hope, because we would not hear of any hope. But God does not leave you there broken. You see, Jesus comes. What does he say? That vineyard will be given to others. Others of what? Those who see the sacrifice made for sin. Those who recognize that their sin put Jesus Christ upon the cross. Their rejection of God's word and will is what crucified Christ and broke him, not to pieces, but to suffer the wrath of God so that he could raise us up. His resurrection raises you. St. Paul puts it in terms of life and death when he talks about baptism. You were buried with Christ in baptism, so therefore you were raised up. You were broken on that stone. Therefore, the sin that is so much a part of you is not what you have. He puts you back together. And that is what Jesus does. Each time we are confronted by the law, each time we put down the sin and rebellion within us, we are born again and anew. He works each day. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Cleft here means broken. Split for me. Jesus' side was split so that you and I are back together. That we can look at a broken world and know that there is hope and that there is life. And that the Father welcomes his children who are broken by the law to eternal life and to be again renewed. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. Your baptism, your faith in the Word of Jesus Christ, your repentance daily makes you a new creature. And so Jesus' words are truly prophetic. Everyone will be broken. Some will be crushed. May we continue to be broken by God's law and resurrected by the gospel of Jesus Christ, which proclaimed to you is you are forgiven. You are loved. You are whole in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.